60 degrees. Still 53 at Dulles, 55 in Frederick, Maryland, 58 in Northwest Washington, and 60 at BWI Marshall.
WTOP now 141. A fraternity at the University of Virginia has filed a $25 million defamation lawsuit against Rolling Stone for its now discredited article that details a brutal gang rape at UVA's Phi Kappa Psi fraternity. The story, as you know, drew a lot of attention, but was later retracted by Rolling Stone after there were flaws found in the reporting. Several individual frat members as well as a UVA dean have separate lawsuits against the publication. Northern Virginia attorney Lee Berlick, who specializes in defamation cases, tells WTOP's Mark Lewis some of the factors that could affect this case.
The fraternity has the advantage of having the Columbia Journalism School having already conducted a complete investigation and come out with their findings, which, from what I understand, are quite damning for the magazine. So the fraternity does have an advantage going into this, that there's already been an investigation and a determination of at least some degree of fault. Basically, what they need to prove, as in any case like this, is a publication of an actionable statement with the requisite level of intent. And that level of intent, again, is one of these things that's going to be different in each case. And it's going to depend on a number of things, primarily whether the plaintiff is deemed a public figure or a private figure.
How does that change the difficulty for their case, whether they're a public figure or a private figure?
It's not clear, and there's no Virginia law, to my knowledge, on this specific type of unincorporated entity as to whether they're going to be considered a public figure or a private figure. I think probably most likely they're going to be deemed private because they haven't really, I don't think most people would consider this fraternity a household name before this article came out. I mean, now people, things are a little bit different after the Rolling Stone article, but what's relevant is what level of prominence in the public mind did this fraternity have before the article came out. If they're a public figure, they have to prove that these statements were not only false, but were made with malice. Whereas if they're a private figure, it's much easier for them. They would only need to prove that the statements were made with negligence.
Given that the article was so widely condemned and then retracted, is the fraternity's case really strengthened by the public rebuke, or is it weakened because the story was retracted and it's no longer held to blame for the accusations that were made in the article?
Right. Well, I think that the case is probably strengthened a little bit by the retraction. However, I think it was smart of them to do that, primarily for reasons of damages. So there's by statute in Virginia, if you're a magazine and you publish a false story and you come to realize that it was false, if you issue a public retraction or an apology, and my understanding is the magazine issued the former, not so much the latter, but if you do that, the jury can be instructed and likely will be instructed that took place, that the magazine retracted the story, and that because of that, they can consider that retraction as they decide how much to award in both compensatory and punitive damages. So what typically happens is you see much higher damages awards when there has not been either an apology or a retraction. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they retracted the story.
That is attorney Lee Berlick, who specializes in defamation cases.
Hey, hand me your glasses. I can't read all this insurance stuff.
I was using them.
Thanks. According to this, we still have money in our flex spending account. And